presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Kolo overpowered two sentries in Suling Pass and changed clothes with them so that they might get to Derek Bluger's hideout without being recognized. Meanwhile, Shanghai Lil introduced herself to Lynn Chalmers and tried to find out from her the whereabouts of Jungle Jim. After Derek Bluger returned from an unsuccessful search of the hills for Jim and Kolo, he questioned the sentry who had brought word of them. Failing in their capture, he planned a trap for Jim and Kolo using Lynn Chalmers as the bait. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. The bugle calls the camp members to attention as the door of the headquarters opens and Derek Bluger comes out accompanied by General Lin Fu and Shanghai Lil.
My Purple Triangle Army. What do you think of it, Lil?
As fine a bunch of cutthroats and pirates as I've ever had the pleasure of running my eyes over.
Still joking, like in the old days, eh?
Meeting any one of that convention of thugs wouldn't be any joke. Not to me, anyway.
Ah, you've got the point. I'm not running a national military school up here, picking the cream of Mongolian youth to wear a fancy uniform. I've collected a bunch of men who love a good fight. Men who would rather fight than eat.
Well, I haven't seen any food exactly going to waste since I got here.
Well, you needn't be so technical. You know what I mean. These boys are just straining at the leash to go down there into China and take it to pieces. As a matter of fact, Will, I've got to be hard-boiled with them or they're just as likely as not to turn on me and the officers.
It's an idea, isn't it?
Yes, but it's an idea they must never be allowed to get in their heads.
Oh, of course not, Derek.
I'll show these men how Derek Bluger deals with traitors.
Most High Superior, Wally is no traitor. Did he not bring news of strangers?
Lin Fu is right, Derek. You must admit Wally brought the news.
Yes, that's just the point. He brought me news, and he should have brought me their dead bodies.
The camp is drawn up in assembly formation, Most High Superior. We await orders.
Put Wally under military guard. Stand by him until I send for you. Oh, Lin Fu.
Yes, Most High
Fetch
Superior.
Me my sword. I left it inside.
What are you going to do, Derek?
We'll see in a few moments. I'm sorry your bat kingdom broke up, Lil. I was depending on the gold you were going to send me to outfit my Purple Triangle Army. Now they'll have to stay as you see them, uniformed in a rather nondescript way.
I should think that would have its advantages, Derek.
Oh, it has, it has. For one thing, it keeps down the cost of upkeep, if you know what I mean.
Very neatly put. I quite understand.
Here is your sword, O Most High Superior.
Good. You and Lil stand over there behind me while I put the fear of Derek Bluger into these men.
Most pleasing to do so, Most High Superior. Shanghai Lil, now you will see our great leader in action.
That's what I came all the way from Shanghai for.
Men of the Purple Triangle, we are banded together in a great cause. Control of the government of China. Some months ago, I started recruiting you secretly by ones and twos. Each man was closely examined and questioned before being accepted for service under the Purple Triangle. I told you at that time, our success will depend on the absolute secrecy we were able to maintain about our organization and, above all, the location of our headquarters here. Men, the time has come when that essential secrecy is threatened. An enemy is at this very moment somewhere within our territory. An American adventurer, Jungle Jim Bradley and his melee servant, have entered Suling Pass and are heading here to our headquarters. That these men should have entered at all is treachery. Any one of you men failing to do your duty, whatever your duty happens to be, is guilty of treachery. Treachery to me, to the great cause. One man among you is responsible for this violation of our secret domain. Men of the Purple Triangle, you see before you the traitor who, by his stupidity, brought only the news of the stranger's arrival when he should have brought news of their death. For his mistake, he is to pay the penalty. Ensing, execute the prisoner here before the entire camp. Keep quiet, traitor. Go to your death with the consolation that your comrades will profit by your mistake and not follow your example. Ensing, carry out my order.
At once, Most High Superior. Squad, forward, march!
I didn't think he'd really shoot Wally.
Shanghai Lil, if whatever Most High Superior decide in name of cause, he do.
What? Halt! Most High Superior, your order carried out.
Good. Brigade commanders, front, center.
What are you going to do, Billy?
Make them toe the line. Dismount. Officers, place your hands here on my sword. Now, in the name of your soldiers and yourselves, do you solemnly swear devoted service to the cause?
We swear.
Very well. Men of the Purple Triangle, I assure you that death by a firing squad awaits any one of you who fails in his duty to me and the cause.
Meanwhile, Jungle Jim and Kolu, dressed in the clothes of the Purple Triangle sentries, make their way farther and farther into the hills, and nearer to the headquarters of Derek Bluger.
So far, so good, Kolu. We haven't been spotted yet.
Yes, it's one, Jim. Mongol men no see us.
If they hadn't killed poor Chung, our job would have been a darn sight easier.
Yes, it's one, Jim. Chung, him know where Bluger hideout.
Well, of course, Chung had to find it for himself the first time. He didn't have a guy to lead him right to it, and he found the headquarters. So I guess we can do the same thing.
Yes, it's one. One head, all right. Two head, more better.
That's right, Kolo. But sometimes it depends on the kind of heads you start out with.
Juan Jim?
Yeah?
Why you catch him Bluger? Him no hide us.
That's true. Bluger hasn't done anything to us, Kolo. But he's an American, same as I am. If he pulls off this revolution that he's planning, it's liable to cause trouble and bad feeling between America and China. Savvy?
Kolu savvy, Tuan.
That's why the American consul sent for me. He felt that we Americans ought to take care of that renegade without having to call on any outsiders.
One, Jim. Here, Wagam. Look, look.
By Jove. Drop down close to the rocks, Kolu. They mustn't see us. Oh, those sure are some planes. They must be bombers.
What name?
Bombers. Each plane can carry enough bombs to blow up a whole village. Look up there. That plane is carrying a dozen eggs right now. See them attached to the bottom of the plane?
Eggs all on us?
Not unless they see us crouching down here. But when the pilot wants to wipe out a town, he pulls a lever. And one of those 1,000-pound eggs start falling. Let's see, how many of the planes are there? 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10 bombing planes, eh? Say, our friend Bluger sure means business, Kolo. He's going at this revolution of his in up-to-date style. Look out, Kolu! That plane's flying pretty low. Boy, I thought for a moment the pilot saw us.
Maybe it's more better we hide now. Go when darkness comes.
Just wait until this sky parade is over, Kolu. Then watch my dust as I head for the nearest cave.
There go air wagon, Punchin.
Yeah, and here I go. Come on, partner.
There, big cape, one.
And does it look good to me? It's too risky trying to travel by daylight. We're just plain lucky that some fool sentry hasn't poked his nose around a rock and shoved a rifle into our middles long before this.
Yes, it's one.
We'll park in this cave until it gets dark. It'll be a good chance to give me a look over Chung's map and see if I can decipher it.
This nice big cape, one. And sun him shine way inside. One need no campfire see map.
That's right, Kolo. We'll squat right here. And I'll just have a look at that map.
Tuan.
Huh?
Bluger, him powerful chief. Him have big army on land, big army in sky. How you, me, catch him? Go back, bring Chinese army?
No, Kolo. Bluger is so well entrenched in this area, it would be foolish to try to bring an army up here. Bluger could surround them from the hills, close off the entrance of this pass, and wipe out every man jack of them.
How, me, you, catch him?
Well, if we're lucky, we can get right to Bluger's camp without being recognized.
Long way, him camp, Tuan Jim. Luck no last all time.
Yeah, I know, Kolo. But we'll just have to hope our luck holds out. Anyway, we'll hide in the hill and learn Bluger's habits and routine. Then we'll slip in and nip this budding revolution.
How, Tuan?
We'll take Derek Bluger prisoner.
That night, Bluger confers with his second-in-command, General Lin Fu, and Shanghai Lil.
Well, my friends, as the well-known walrus once said, the time has come.
To speak of many things. Why don't you finish it, Derek?
Listen, baby, if you don't stop getting so technical. As I started to say before I was so crudely interrupted, the time has come for me to spring the trap for Jungle Jim Bradley.
What is plan, Most High Superior?
I intend to use the girl Lynn Chalmers as the bait.
Say, if you couldn't get any information out of her, you certainly aren't going to get any cooperation.
Oh, no. Just wait and see. I've sent Yen Sing to get her ready.
Get her ready? What are you doing? Giving her a going-away outfit?
Very neatly put, Lil. Very. That's exactly what I'm giving her. A going-away outfit.
Excuse, please, Most High Superior. I not understand. Is this some comicality?
No, Lin Fu. This isn't any joke. Perfectly serious and on the level. You'll see. Come in.
Everything now ready. Girl here, Most High Superior.
Let's see her.
Go inside, Missy.
Why, she doesn't look any different to me, Derek. She's still wearing the same dress.
Lil, my dear, there are going-away outfits and going-away outfits. Come here, Miss Chalmers.
So, Mr. Bluger, you finally regained your senses and are letting me go.
I'm letting you go. Let's leave it at that. And though you've managed to hold your tongue and not disclose the whereabouts of your boyfriend, this time you'll reveal him to us.
Oh, will I?
Yes, my dear, you certainly will. You won't be able to do anything else.
How can I reveal Jim's whereabouts when I don't know it myself?
Let's have the other side of that record, sister. You've got the grooves worn pretty thin on that one.
You keep out of this, Lil. Let her say what she likes. There's that old saw about actions speaking louder than words. And believe me, Miss Chalmers' actions are going to positively shout.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I doubt if you really do yourself.
Hooray! Score. One for the common people. Bluger, nothing.
All right. Here's where Bluger scores and wins the game. Come on, Lin Fu. Lil.
Oh,
bring the girl, Yen Sing.
Yes, Most High Superior.
Where are you taking me?
No place. I'm sending you. Yen Sing.
Yes,
Lin Fu.
Yes, Most High Superior.
Put Miss Chalmers on the horse. Tie her securely in the saddle.
No, but Derek, the girl's arms are tied behind her back.
Of course. That's the whole point. I'm betting on Jim Bradley being Boy Scout enough to fall for the maiden in distress gag.
Pretty clever, Derek. Pretty clever.
Why, my dear, are you just finding that out?
Girl tied on back of horse, Most High Superior.
Good. Now open the gates of the camp and let her go. There she goes. And it won't be long before we'll have Jungle Jim Bradley popping out of his hiding place like a jack-in-the-box.
Will Derek Bluger's trap for Jungle Jim work? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, the Comic Weekly, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Bringing Up Father. And now, Gina Hearn's latest contribution to the world of comic pictures, the antics of Judge Piffle in Room and Board. There's Skippy, Toots and Casper, the Katzenjammer Kids, and many others. Also the feature known as Heroes of American History. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.